Torah says in.
Torah says not.
Torah says like this. That the afilu Rabbi Lezer Kaper, the yama nozer chayter, even according to Rabbi Lezer Kaper, that says a person that becomes a nozer is called, he's doing a chayter, he's doing something wrong. I tell you, hani mili, when is that? Gabe nozer tummy. Only if the nozer becomes tummy. The halacha is, if you become tummy while you are a nozer, the id the boy mitzvah, you have to deduct and count over again the days. Let's say you already count the 20 days. And then you become tamei. So halacha is you have to wait till you become tahor, and then you have to start over again, counting another 30 days. The Yom HaRachmona, the Torah says, v'hayomim arishonim yiplu. The first days that you counted fall away. Ki tamei nizu, because you're tamei. So in such a case, hosamu dilma silamevar an izirusel. Like there, Rabbi Lezer Kaper says the person is a chayta. Because who says they'll be able to continue and keep the Naziris so long? In other words, like this, the person knows Naziris is for 30 days. So he says, okay, for 30 days I can hold myself back. I won't drink any wine. I won't cut my hair. I won't touch mason for 30 days. But more than that, he can't hold himself back. Now that he became Tomei, he's going to have to hold himself back much longer. So maybe he won't be able to do it. Therefore, it's considered like a Choyta. Avonazir Tor. But in the case where the nozer remained Torah the whole time, and he only has to keep 30 days, that's all, lav choyte karibe. Then even according to Blazar Kaper, he's not called a choyte. So therefore, Pshan Na Mishnah is, we're talking about where he's not going to become Tomei. So therefore, in such a case, when he says the word, Ahon no, I want to be nice, and he's holding his hair, we say what he means to say is that he wants to do something that his hair should even grow nicer, which means he wants to be mekabel upon himself, and the Ziris, that he won't be able to cut his hair for the next 30 days. Vaitareni kazeh, the Mishnah says, Vaitareni, I want to be like him. Samar says, Hareni kazeh, I want to be like this. Samar says, Nihi nami, the toughest besaroi, even if you want to tell me. Here also we're talking about where he's holding his hair. Hareni kazeh lo yomar. He didn't say Hareni kazeh. So on this, Omar Shmuel says, "Kagoyin shoyin nazir roiv lefonim." We're talking about a nazir was going in front of him. So also the gears says something is missing. His gears shouldn't be this way. So the Ranshberg changed the gears. The Hareni kizir, the Narmat of the Saroi, Nimchad Tevas kizir, Venirse Bozir, Gam Baloshin Rashi Vehenu B'Shas Tefus Vilna. Beis Merashi that the gears should be Hareni Bozir. That was a Lashon. Hareni Bozir. So Gemara asks, even if you say Hareni Bozir, so what does it mean? Even if you want to say he's holding on to his hair, what does that mean? What does Hareni Bozir mean? So this Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, we're going to show you Nozir Revel of Onuf. We're talking about another case where the Nozir went in front of you. Then when you say Hareni Bozir, Hareni Kazir, you mean to say you want to be like him. Yeah. No, I'm saying, we're not talking about holding you here now. And Echmami. So the Torah speaks out, the Havamin it was, and Nozir is not walking in front of him. He's only holding his hair. And that the Gemara says, so what? If it just says, a rainy kazir, what does a rainy kazir mean if you're holding your hair? So the Gemara answers, and Echmami, when you said a rainy kazir, a rainy bazir, it's not the same case you're holding your hair, but the case is that a Nozir is walking in front of you. And then when you say, a rainy bazir, kazir means you want to be like him. So if he's a nazir, you also become a nazir. Then the Mishnah says, "Hareini misalsel." Somebody says, "I want to curl my hair." That's also called the lashon of kabbalas naziris. For the Gemara, "Mimai dahadin silsel sara." How do we know that hair curling means with your hair? Maybe it means something else. So Marin says, "Kediyomru lehi amta devei Rebbe." Like the maid by Rebbe's house said, "Lu gavra." Rebbe's maid told the person. How long are you going to play with your hair? Are you going to go curl your hair? So Kitzur, from the Rebbe's maid, we see the word sulsul means playing with your hair. Freddy Gemara made me know, Eima Torah. Maybe the person meant he wants to learn Torah. The Pasuk says, sulsul atremamecha. Like, I'll lift you up. By learning Torah, I'll lift you up.
So Mashmul Shmulen says, Hochinami Shetofas Masari. Hinachnami, here in the Mishnah we're talking about, the person says Arani Misalful means he's holding his hair. And he's saying Arani Misalful, that means I want to curl my hair. So again, this is the lashon of saying that you want to have long hair. If a person is saying he wants to have long hair, that's also considered a Kabbalah's Nazirus. Like you're saying Harani means you're accepting something upon yourself. So what do you mean to accept upon yourself by curling your hair? It has to mean that you want to accept upon yourself now that you're not going to take a haircut for the next 30 days. So that's also called the Kabbalah's Nazirus. All right, we'll stop here. We hold in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Start again from the two dots. Hareini Kazir. The Mishnah says if you say Hareini Kazir, that's all succeeded, you become a Nazir. So Gemara asked the question, Nihi Nami the Tophis Pesaroi, like the Havim Minariz were talking, like we learned before, that he's holding his hair. So even so, if he says Hareini Kazir, so Gemara asked, so what? So Gemara says Hareini Kazir Layomar. So the girsa should be in this, like it says in the side, Hareini Bozeh Layomar. Like, what does it mean if he's holding his hair? So what? He just says Hareini Kazeh, I'm like this. That doesn't mean Naziris. So Morin says, Omar Shmuel, Nazir. We're talking about here also that a Nazir was passing in front of him. So since a Nazir was going by in front of him, and now he says Hareini Kazeh, he means to say, I want to be like him. That's also considered the yad for Kabbalah's Naziris. That's the Ascholos of the Lashon. And immediately you become a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, Hareini Misalsal. Somebody says, I want to curl my hair. So it's also a Lashon, you become a Nazir. How do we know that here combing means combing your hair? So Mara says, like Rebbe's maid told somebody, she told him in, that how long are you going to play with your hair? Are you combing your hair? So you see from over here that the word silso means your hair. So men on the Mishnah, when somebody says Hareini Misalso, what he means to say is he wants to have a din of a mitzvah that has to do with the hair. Therefore, it's considered as if he's saying he wants to become a Nazir. We'll soon see. The Mara says, maybe no Eima Torah. Maybe the person means to say he wants to makabel upon himself to learn Torah. The Chassid, because the Pasuk says about Torah, Silsala Utrama Mecca. If you learn Torah, if you're like Mechabed the Torah will be Mechabed you. So maybe a person just meant to make a Kabbalah that is going to learn a lot of Torah. So Gemara says here also, Amar Shmuel, Hochinami Shetofas Pesaroi. We're talking about over here that the person is holding on to his hair. And when he's holding on to his hair, he says, Hareini Misalsal. So therefore, the Latosha says, Temash Meshap Hareini Mahapech B'mitzvah Hatluya B'sayim. He means to say that he wants to do something now with the mitzvah that has to do with his hair. So what mitzvah do we have to, that has to do with a person's hair? That's Naziris. That when you mekabel Naziris for 30 days, you can't cut your hair. So Melo, a person says, Hareini Misalsal, and he's holding his hair, that's a lotion of Kabbalah's Naziris. Then the Mishnah says, if somebody says, Hareini Mechalkal, also he's like combing out his hair, he's also playing with his hair. So Meres Akasha, Mimai Dahadin Kilkul Sarahu, how do we know here that again, this lotion of Kilkul means with your hair, that he means to say he wants to have a mitzvah done about his hair, Kiditanan, like we learned. Sid, if you want to carry out Sid on Shabbos, type of a loim or type of a seif, like we have Yudu Aimek Kedei Losuch Kilkul, that how much of a seif, how much of the Sid are you chayiv if you carry it out on Shabbos? Like how much is a measurement that's useful? So he says Losuch Kilkul. So this is type of a seif that you use to take off your hair to smooth out the skin. So you put it Losuch Kilkul. It means to like smooth out where the hair grows. The Yama Rav says it means Basidor, on the temple, on the side of the head. Sometimes the ladies put this sifter that the hair over there by the side of the temple should come out. So the kids, so we see a lashon of Kilkul has to do with the hair. So therefore, if a person says Hareini Mechalkul, he also means he wants to be Mechabel a mitzvah, which has to do with his hair. So that's like a lashon, you're becoming a Nazir. For the Gemara, how do we know this? Eima Mezen Ani. Maybe the person means to makabel upon himself to support aniyim, to give tzedakah. Maybe kilkul means giving money to aniyim. Kedisiv, like it says by Yosef, vayichal kel Yosef esoviv v'esochiv, that Yosef supported his father and his brothers. Zia loshon v'yichalkul klosa means kilkul, can mean the loshon of supporting, of giving food. So maybe here also in the Mishnah, if somebody says harayni mechalkul, maybe he's makabel upon himself to give tzedakah, to give aniyim money. So the Gemara says again, Omar Shmuel, Hochinami Shetofas Besaroi. Today, Nachinami, our Mishnah is talking about where the person is holding his hair. He's holding his hair in his hand. And he says, Hareini Mechalkel. So what it means to say is, I'm a kabbal upon myself a mitzvah which has to do with the hair. Which mitzvah do we have has to do with the hair? That's Nazirus. Therefore, we say the person means to makabel upon himself to be a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says also, a third case is, Hare Yolar Leshaleach Pera. If somebody says it's upon me to let my hair grow long, it's a razor nazir. That's all considered a Kabbalah's Naziris. What do you mean to let your hair grow long? You mean to the Kabbalah mitzvah that has to do with letting your hair grow, and that's Naziris, that you have to let your hair grow for 30 days. How do we know that this Lashon of Lishaleach, Shiluach, means growing a lot? Ribuya means having a lot. Like you're telling me, it means here, L'shaleach pera means that his hair should grow long. Tichsid, because the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Shelochayech pardes, remind him that I'll send along the pardes, is the orchards, remind the pomegranates. The Shelochayech means you should have a lot. For the Gemara now, maybe Eima midid yavurei, maybe it means something of moving something, avurei, of transposing it from one place to another place, transplanting it. Tichsid, like I said in the pasuk, that he sends over his water from one place to another place. So maybe here also it means you transplant from one place to another place. Maybe that's what shaleach means. So it has nothing to do with a nazir. So Gemara says, Tana and Echnami, the time, like the reason why in our Mishnah, when the person said, Hareyala le shaleach pera, we learn out the word pera, Tana, pera, pera, yalef. We learn out from the word pera, pera. What does the word pera mean? Ksiv Hoch, it says over here in the parasha of Nozir and Bamidbar, it says, Kodosh Yia Gad El Pera. That the person should be Kodosh that lets his hair grow long. That's a Nozir. In the parasha of Nazirus, you have a shame like you're a Kodosh. You're being Porush, you're staying away from these things for 30 days. You're called the Kodosh Yia Gad El Pera. Someone lets his hair grow long. Ksiv Hosom, it says in Apostle in Yecheskel, that Ksiv Hosom, Gabi Koyin Hedyet, O Pera Lo Yishalechu, that a Kohen should not let his hair grow long. Lo yishalechu. So here you see that shalechu means growing long. That's the Shabbos also, that shalech means growing long. So a person says, Harei yalala shalech pera, he means to makabla upon himself something which has to do with letting his hair grow long. That's this pera pera, just like by the zero source of pera le shalechu, means you should not let your hair grow long. Fiboyisem, another pshat is like this. Hai shaleach mayim nami. That you first asked the question from the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, that it says, Shlochayach padesh remainim, which you wanted to say does not mean the lashon of ribui, of having a lot, but just of moving it from place to place. No, I tell you over there also means a lashon of having a lot, of ribui. Fiboyisem, hai shaleach mayim nami ribuihu. It also means you'll have a lot of fruit. Could the Mektagim Rabbi Yosef, the kad mashkin le maya le peira v'ravi, that when you water your orchards a lot, that's the way you'll have a lot of fruits. So maybe the pasuk in Shir Hashirim also means shalachayach padesh remayna, means like if you send water through your paradise, it'll grow a lot. You'll have a lot of fruits there. So Kitzur was saying shalayach means growing a lot. So therefore, if a person says harei alai le shalayach pera, I'm a kabbal upon myself to let my hair grow long, we say what he means to say is, he's makabel upon himself this inyan of Naziris, to become a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, the last machlokes the Mishnah is, the person says, Herei Olai Tziporin. I'm makabel upon myself to have to bring two birds for a korban. So we say, Rav Meir Raim a Nazir. Rav Meir says, that's also considered you are makabel upon yourself to be a Nazir. Even though you didn't say anything about Naziris, you only said, Herei Olai Tziporin. Remeya says that's also considered a Kabbalah of becoming a Nazir. So Gemara asks, why? My time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir? why did he become a nazir just for being mekabel these birds? Amar Resh Lakish, tziporin semuchim l'seya kibbalolov. Even though he said a lashon stam, harei alai tziporin, I want to be mekabel upon myself to bring these two birds, but he meant the pasuk of the Neil that talks about here, right next to the kabbalah of tziporin. So therefore, what you meant to say is you want to do something with your hair that would eventually bring you to bring these type of kabbonis. So what you meant to say is to mekabel the ziris. That's called, the shloka says, tziporin smuchen l'seya kibbalah. He meant to accept upon himself something here, like, that says near the parsha of birds. Where's, say, one next to the other? In the pasuk of Daniel. The pasuk of Daniel says, Adi Sare, his hair should be along, kinesharim, kinoshrin, like an esh, like an eagle. He'll have long hair, like an eagle. Rebo, it should grow very long. Vitifroyi, kitziporin, and his nails should be long, like a bird. So kids, in the same pasuk, it talks about having long hair and about having nails like a bird. So it says the word birds near the union of hair. So mele, when a person is makabel upon himself, harei alai tziporim, it's as if he means to makabel upon himself growing his hair long also. The Tosafot explains here. V'ochi perushoi, mitzvah tluya b'tziporin. Ochi nein lefar... Since in the pasuk of Daniel it says here next to the word of tziporim of birds, so mistom ochikoma, this most probably what the person meant to say. Harayolai mitzvah to shaychi be tziporim hatluyim a mitzvah sayer. I'm a kavla upon myself a mitzvah that has in this mitzvah birds, which has to do with the hair. Now, how do you put all this together? What's the challenge here? That's a nazir. If a person accepts upon himself a nazir, there are ways that you have to bring these two birds for the kabbonis. If you become tamei, when a nazir becomes tamei, you have to bring these two birds. And also it has to do with your hair, because the loch of a nazir is, he has to let his hair grow for 30 days. So therefore, when a person says, Horei alai tziporim, most probably means the mitzvah of nazirus. That's what Resh Lakish says, that's the pshat of Rav Meir. So again, Rav Meir Savar, Mar says, Matvis Inish, Bemidi de Samachle. Rav Meir says, when a person says these words, Horei alai tziporim, he also means to include here, that says right next